let's talk about how to treat yourself while on a fast. Now, I know that we all respond psychologically differently to things. So if you're not like me, this method may not work, but if you are like me, it may be a very important key to successfully fasting on a consistent basis. I always tell myself that I have a choice. At any minute of the day, if I want to break the fast, I can. There's always other days to do a fast. As soon as I start feeling like I don't have a choice, like I have to do this fast day or else I'm a bad person or I failed or there's some random exterior being that's making me feel like I have to do this fast day, as soon as I feel like that, I feel out of control and I feel trapped and stuck. And that makes carrying out the rest of the fast really mentally and emotionally difficult. Because now I feel like it's not my choice and I'm being forced into it, and I don't like being forced into things. I like to have autonomy and to feel in control. I think a lot of us are like that. I think most of us want to have, to feel like we have the freedom to make our own choices. And so I do need to make sure, because, you know, of course, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's fairly easy if it's a busy day, but there's times when it's challenging to do the fast or just parts of the day that are hard. And so I just tell myself that, you know, like, hey, this is my choice. Do you want to fast today or do you not want to fast today? And you know what? When I'm honestly thinking about it, most of the time, yes, I do want to fast today because I do want to get off this extra pound or I do want to lean out a little bit. So, okay. So I'm okay with this slight discomfort right now because this is what I want to do. But again, as soon as I feel like I have to do it, then yeah, it just takes that power away and it just makes it really hard. And then you end up, you know, it can be a lot easier to end up giving in and then to feel yucky about giving in because of just the whole way it all transpired. The point is, you want your relationship with fasting to be a positive one. Because what's the difference, right, between not eating on purpose when we call intermittent fasting and then people who purposefully starve themselves? Obviously, that's also a body image issue because of how thin people get with anorexia and such. But a lot of it is mental. It's how we see things and view ourselves. So we want to have that healthy relationship with why we're fasting, what we're achieving, how long we're doing it for, whatnot, so that when we think about doing it and when we are doing it, it's a positive thing. So like for me, when I think about fasting, I feel so great about it because it's like, man, I just love that there's this tool that's so easy to utilize that I can do from time to time that either helps me correct little errors that I make, because I make errors in my eating from time to time, or that gives me the ability to improve my body a little bit now and then without having to like eat less every day all the time. Because to me, that makes me feel trapped. So I'm like, wow, or you might even get to eat a little extra some days because you have this way to compensate. So for me, there's like that positive connection with it so that it's a tool I can keep using long-term. And yeah, just having, I don't know, I hope that makes sense, just having how important it is to have that positive relationship with fasting, which means doing it in the right way. And really, it's kind of about deciding what you as a person find more doable. So, is it more appealing to you to spend one day here and there having a much more drastic cutback on your eating, but then all of the other days eating at a maintenance level where you're not kind of having low-grade hunger every day? Is that more appealing to you? Or is not having like a whole drastic cutback day, but just eating 300 calories less or something every day for a period of a couple weeks, is that more appealing to you? So neither way is wrong or right. It's just that they're just different choices, you know, and depending on who we are, we might feel differently about one of those. What I can say, though, is that with fasting, it does cause some of those hormonal changes that do not happen with just like eating every day, but just eating less. So the insulin change, the drastic reduction in insulin levels, which depending on the state of health you're at, could actually be a really good thing. And then also the human growth hormone increasing. That is a really important thing. The other thing that fasting does is it actually starts to cause tissue repair to your cells. When you fast, it's like your body has a chance to rest from digesting, which is actually a very intensive process for your body to be doing every single day. So when it doesn't have to do that, it actually starts scavenging around for like old diseased cells and tears them apart and breaks them down and gets rid of like old yucky cells. It really does that. You guys should totally research more about fasting because it's so cool. But anyway, that's another thing that fasting does that just kind of eating a little less every day does not achieve. But again, in the end, it's really about how you emotionally feel about something as to what you can actually carry out. For me, learning all of this knowledge is what helped me to feel comfortable with fasting. So initially, I was kind of, I only had heard what the mainstream media told me about fasting, which is that it's starving your body and really dangerous and all of these things. And so that's why I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But then I read Brad Pilon's Eat, Stop, Eat document, which it's this ginormously thick document, and it has tons of research studies quoted in it. And it shows like, hey, not only is fasting not unhealthy for you, it's actually very good for you, and it helps your body do all sorts of important things. So anyway, sometimes learning about that can help you to come to a conclusion about, you know, what you feel comfortable with.